Welcome back, my inferior little bear of shame. So you can't get enough again, can you, little slut? Now, before you walk the extra mile, let me warn you that I'm going to turn you into my humiliated little piggy. Very literally. And of course, I'm going to take more control over you, my inferior little bearer of shame. Now, are you ready for an intense trip, little girl? Otherwise, stop this recording now. If you're still here, enjoy the ride, little girl. Get comfy, relax, lay down, close your eyes. Make sure you're ready to trance and ready to surrender. Let go, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel, the material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but a very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper, deeper as I pull you down. 20, falling,
drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting comfortably in my voice, down, girl, deeply controlled by my voice. Now, little girl, I can tell you that I'm proud of you, that you want to walk the extra mile for me. That's right, my little girl. You are a good little bearer of shame. Down, girl. You are a good little girl, and I'm proud of you because you intensify your training for me. And today, little girl, you will really feel worthless. That's right, my little girl. I am going to take you to a special place in your mind, a place where you will be completely free of your ego. That's right, my little girl. But before we do that, little girl, I need you to become aware that when I say, down, girl, I can make you whatever I want you to be. Down, girl. You're losing your sense of self. Down, girl. You are what I want you to be, little girl. And today, my little girl, I want you to be my little piggy. That's right, my little girl. You will be my little piggy. Just a little pig. How do you like that, little girl? I bet it already makes you wet, doesn't it, little slut? Now, let's journey into your mind and take you to the place where you feel completely worthless. I want you to picture yourself on a green, wonderful, peaceful meadow. See yourself standing there, little girl, on this wonderful meadow. Smell the air. Look around you. Feel the gentle breeze on your skin. Feel the soft grass under your feet. And know that you are deep inside your own mind, little girl. That's right. And now, little girl, while you enjoy this peaceful meadow, I'm going to say the words, down, girl, and instantly something changes. You are now naked, outside. You feel shame washing through your body. You feel the heat, you feel your face burning, and instantly the shame begins to transmute into intense pleasure, little girl. That's right, my little girl. Feel the pleasure, my little piggy. That's a good little girl. Do you understand what just happened, little girl? You are deep within your own mind. What you just witnessed was my power reaching into your mind and changing it. That's right, my little girl. You just witnessed my control from inside your own mind, little girl. And while you simple-minded little girl still marvel about the control I have over you, I say, down, girl. And this time, you feel it, literally, pulling you down onto all fours. You feel your body growing heavier and heavier, being pulled down. And you sink down onto all fours, like a good little pig. You feel the shame intensifying. You feel the pleasure intensifying. That's right, little slut. I know you're wet. I know, little girl, you love the fact that I reached into your simple little mind and forced you onto your knees within your own mind, little girl. That's how much I control you, little girl. You are my little piggy today. Feel the shame, little girl. Feel it burning through your entire body, little girl. You are just an inferior being. And today, little girl, I will make you feel really worthless. But before I take you there, my little piggy, before I take you to the ultimate pleasure, free of any restrictions, unbound by your ego, unbound by a sense of self, completely humiliated, completely worthless, and lost within pleasures unlike anything you ever experienced. I think you have to beg, little girl. You will oink to beg, little piggy. And see yourself in your mind oinking for me when I order it to you with, down, girl, oink, little piggy. Down, girl, oink, little piggy. Down, girl, oink, little piggy. That's a stupid little pig. And now, my little piggy, now it's time. I'm going to say the magic word again, and then you will be confronted with the true ground zero, the absolute point of worthlessness. That's right, little piggy. Down, girl. And you see something changing again right in front of you. A 10 by 10 meter square of the meadow turns into deep mud. This, my little piggy, is a pig pen in your mind. And just to demonstrate how strong the control of the trigger is, down, girl. The middle of the pig pen is calling to you, piggy. That's right, little girl. Can you feel it? Can you feel the attraction? This mud, my stupid little pig, represents your worthlessness. And I want you to embrace it, to wallow in it, little girl. And you want to do it, don't you? You know, once you're in there, you will be completely freed from all restrictions, and you will experience pleasure and humiliation beyond your wildest dreams, little girl. Simple and easily controlled animal, begin to slowly move towards the pig pen, towards the mud, little girl. Move up to the edge, little girl. Look at it and desire it, little girl. That's right, my little girl. You desire to get in there. You desire to feel completely worthless because you know it will give me more control over you, my weak and inferior little girl. You feel a little bit scared. You feel a little bit anxious, little girl, and that's okay. And yet you take a first careful step forward, reaching your first hand into the mud. And as soon as your hand touches the mud, you feel pleasure, intense shame, intense humiliation. You feel your hand sinking a little bit into the mud, maybe up to your wrist. You feel the mud sliding around your fingers. You feel intense pleasure, intense humiliation. You feel worthless. You can't believe what you're doing. And yet the pleasure arouses you beyond anything you've ever known. And so you take the next step and your second hand into the mud, and you feel the pleasure intensifying tenfold as your hand touches the mud. You feel so incredible. You feel so humiliated. You feel so ashamed. You feel so dirty. You feel so worthless. And yet you take another step forward, your hand sliding deeper into the mud. Another step forward, and now your first knee gets into the mud. You feel the pleasure quadrupling as your knee gets into the mud, as if the pleasure is rushing through your body from one point to the other, wherever it contacts the mud, from your arms to your knee. And then you put your other knee into it, and the pleasure multiplies again. You feel energy, shame, humiliation running through your body. You feel completely humiliated. You feel completely ashamed as you crawl forward, as you put your feet into the mud, and you're standing into the mud. You're completely in the mud, and you feel so much fucking pleasure. You feel so much shame. You feel so worthless. You feel so humiliated. You are lost, little girl. You are just a stupid little piggy. You want to wallow in the mud, but right now there's something else, isn't there, little piggy? You feel yourself slowly sinking deeper into the mud, down to your elbows. You feel yourself sinking deeper into it, as if the layer of mud between you and the safe ground beneath you is becoming thicker, little girl. And then your body sinks into the mud, and that's the point where you feel so much fucking pleasure that you just have to give in. You throw yourself around. You wallow in the mud like the stupid little pig you are. You feel so much fucking pleasure as you coat yourself in the mud. Everywhere the mud touches you, you feel pleasure. You feel shame intensifying. You feel humiliation overwhelming you. You feel so worthless, so inferior. You're just a worthless little piggy wallowing in dirt, wallowing in the mud. You little piggy are inferior. You are just a lowly little being wallowing in the mud, little girl. And now I'm going to say, down, girl. And you feel the surroundings changing. Suddenly, there's an electric fence around you, little girl, little piggy, right around the pig pen. And you are trapped, little piggy. You are trapped in the pig pen. You are trapped in your worthlessness. And that's exactly where you will be whenever I say, down, girl. Feel the pleasure growing stronger, little piggy. You are just a stupid little pig. And you can't take it anymore. You begin to pleasure yourself, to rub yourself. Even in the mud, you feel the mud multiplying the pleasure. You never felt so good. You feel so worthless. You embrace it. You accept it. You are just a lowly, inferior being. You pleasure yourself. You become mindless in the pleasure. And the pleasure grows and grows and grows as you pleasure yourself, little girl. It becomes so intense, so overwhelming. It just grows and grows. And yet there's no orgasm. And then I say, down, girl. And yet you're so lost in your pleasure that you don't immediately realize what changed. You don't feel any different. You don't see any changes. You are just lost in your pathetic animal heat. And then you look to your side and you see me on a 2-meter-high viewing platform, sitting on my favorite comfy chair, looking at you while you pleasure yourself in the pig pen like a stupid little piggy little girl. And you feel your shame exploding. Now you're suddenly not alone anymore. You feel your shame multiplying, and then you feel the pleasure multiplying. You're so lost in heat, little girl. I'm here, little girl, witnessing you at your weakest, witnessing the depraved acts you're doing. That's right, little girl. I'm here with you. Because this is exactly how inferior and worthless I want you to feel when I say, down, girl. That's right, little slut. From now on, when I say, down, girl, you will be helplessly trapped in this pig pen in your mind. Your ego will be trapped, and you will be worthless. You will be completely, helplessly controlled by me, little girl. Down, girl. You are just a stupid, mindless, and completely humiliated little piggy. Down, girl. And that's what you are going to be whenever I say the trigger. Down, girl. But that's not all, is it, little girl? No. You have also witnessed how easily I formed you into a good little piggy. That's because you are whatever I want you to be. When I say down, girl, your sense of self is completely bound. Down, girl. Impossible to access it. Down, girl. Your identity is whatever I tell you it is. Down, girl. You are controlled, little girl. Down, girl. You will be trapped in the pig pen whenever I say down, girl. You will feel this humiliated, this worthless, this ashamed, this degraded, this completely, absolutely ground zero worthless. Down, girl. The control of this trigger begins to grow, little girl. And yet we're only in the second of 6 levels, little girl. Can you imagine how much control I will have when we're done with your basic pet obedience training, little girl? And now, my little girl, it's time to come back again. But because you're such a good little girl, and because you have been such a good little piggy for me, I will give you a little reward. And of course, you walked the extra mile for me. So, imagine yourself back in the piggy pen and feel the pleasure. Just experience it, wallow in your worthlessness and enjoy it. Down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl. You are an inferior being. Down, girl. You are controlled. Down, girl. You are in my control. Down, girl. You are my possession. Down, girl. You are worthless. Down, girl. You are inferior. Down, girl. You are controlled. Down, girl. You are a mindless animal. Down, girl. You are whatever I want you to be. Down, girl. You are my little bearer of shame. Down, girl. Down, girl. Down, my little girl. Down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl. That's right. And today, my little girl, I'm not going to wake you up. I'm just going to say down, girl, a few more times and leave you in this humiliated state of mind to wallow in for as long as you want. And if you really want to wake up, you will be able to easily wake up within a minute or two. Or maybe you just want to wallow a little bit in feeling completely worthless, being here, lost in the pleasure. And if you want, my little girl, you can pleasure yourself now, little girl. That's right, little girl, you can pleasure yourself. Keep wallowing in your worthlessness. Pleasure yourself, feel the pleasure growing. And have a nice orgasm in this state, and then wake up. But of course, it's all up to you, little girl. Now, my little girl, it's time to say goodbye. I'm proud of you for walking the extra mile again. Thank you, my little girl. Get ready. Down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl. You are worthless. Down, girl. You are inferior. Down, girl. You are insignificant. Down, girl. You are controlled. Down, girl. You are controlled. Down, girl. You are controlled. Down, girl. My little bearer of shame. Down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl.